cars, super late models, thunder cars, modifies, World of Outlaws, Arcos, all here. Welcome to Race Time Radio, presented by Shell Rotella, heavy duty diesel engine oil, covering dirt to asphalt, on races, fame, short tracks, all the way to the high banked oval. This is Race Time Radio.
Come on now,
here's your host, live from the Racetime Radio Studio, it's Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.
And good evening and welcome to a special edition of Racetime Radio. We come to you live tonight from a Suiken Speedway. No, this isn't a repeat of last night. Tonight, it's the World of Outlaws. You know what? There's no rain here. There's sunny, blue skies. And we got the World of Outlaws just rolling off the racetrack for their practice session. It's going to be a dynamite night here at Suiken. We had a dynamite night last night at the racetrack. Sprint cars on the racetrack. Tony Stewart going to victory lane. It was a bunzo night. And we are going to hear from all those winners, including Tony Stewart here in just a few moments. But joining me here at Suiken Speedway is my sidekick, my number one son. I got Junior with me. Junior, what did you think of last night's program?
Hey, you know what? Last night's program was wild. I got to sit with longtime Flamborough Speedway competitor Junior Farley, actually, to watch the A-Main for the sprint cars. What a wild event. Tony Stewart drove from 17th up to 1st. And you know what? There wasn't but one mark on that race car. It was a spectacular drive, very smooth, very clean. And you know what? He didn't even have the car to win.
Oh, I know.
He was a second or third place car. We've seen the 2M of Derek get into some trouble. Dustin Daggett.
Yep.
He got into a little bit of trouble and tore up the front wing. But he had a stellar car. And then Glenn Stires as well came right up through the field up to second spot. And what a spectacular race. It was the fans got their money's worth last night, and I can guarantee you they're going to get their money's worth tonight. I had a really cool experience already today. I was in a push truck, and I got to start Sammy Swindell and Jessica Zamkin. And you know what? It was really cool. Terry Watts took me for a tour in one of the push trucks. And you know what? Those guys are pretty wild when they fire those things up and you're right behind them.
If you've never been to Suiken Speedway, unique to this facility, as we were told last night, there is a warm-up track out behind the main speedway, and that's where they do fire up all these heavy-duty machines, the sprint cars, anything that needs a push to get it going. There's a number of push trucks. They do line them up. They get the cars fired up in behind the speedway, and when it's time for them to roll out onto the racetrack, the boys stop doing donuts on the little speedway and they get to business out on the big O, and it is a real sight to see. Also going to victory lane last night in the Thunder car class was Jack Myers. We're also going to hear from Jack in just a wee bit here on the program. But listen, we got a full grandstand of people here tonight, and no wonder, Junior, the World of Outlaws, Donnie Schatz is here. You got Sammy Swindell, we're going to hear from him. Craig Kinzer, how about the King, Steve Kinzer? We're going to hear from all of them here tonight on the program as we head in to the 25 fastest laps on the planet here this weekend.
There's no doubt about it, the 25 fastest laps. Those guys are carrying some major speed, and even last night with the 360s, they carry some. They haul the mail, too. And now tonight, you're going to have an extra 200 horsepower. Talking to Mitch Brown, actually, and I know we touched on him quite a bit. We talked about Mitch Brown and his dad, Doug Brown, last night here on the program. But talking to Mitch, he figures that it's gonna slick up pretty good later on in the night. And I can see it already. You can see the when they drive through the pit area here, you're seeing some major dust kick up. I can see it drying out with the sunlight. We haven't had much rain here today, not like the rest of the area. You know what? If that does happen, you're going to see the regulars here at Oshweken actually have a shot at doing some damage on some of the big heavy hitters here at the World of Outlaws. But they need the conditions to fall right in order for that to happen. These guys have well over 900 horsepower in some of these World of Outlaws cars, and that's a lot of horsepower to contend with up against 700.
Yeah, trying to slide it sideways. Just amazing to watch these guys. Winged warriors flying around this speedway. Couldn't think of a better spot to see one of these World of Outlaw races.
Absolutely not. And also, talking to some of the guys, I know I touched on last night, I'm an asphalt guy, but I really got to spend some really good time today with some of the competitors, taking a look at their cars and taking a look at some of the equipment that they have. A lot of the suspension components and stuff that are on asphalt cars today on the new age setups, like the three-piece bars and a lot of the suspension components with the bump stops and stuff, are being innovated here on the dirt side. And obviously, that's always been the case. They carry over from side to side whenever somebody has a good idea with a race car, right? But when you look at some of these cars down here in this pit area, they're here for some major racing, man. This is their job. And you know what? I stood in the driver's meeting down there. And I've been in quite a few NASCAR driver's meetings in NASCAR Canada.
Yeah.
I've been in quite a few with ARCA and stuff like that. As we've got the 5W rolling in here, I know everybody can hear it. But you know what? Those guys there in the driver's meeting, very professional. And you know, it was the fastest driver's meeting I've heard in a long time. It was basically, hey, guys, sit down, buckle up. Go out and give us the best 25 laps you can. And that was a lot of fun.
You know, when they race 75 times a year, that's the type of driver's meetings you have. But you know what, Junior? We're going to slide out, take our first quick break of this program. And when we come back, we're going to hear from the winners from last night. We're going to start at the top of the page. We're going to work our way down. So stay with us right here on Race Time Radio Special Edition, right here from Oshweken Speedway.
With Tony Stewart now. Tony, that was a whale of a race out there tonight. Started like 15th, rolled her all the way up to third. A caution, what do you think? Could you have got him?
It definitely would have helped for sure. I mean, I never even saw the leader, so you're going to stick around for another night, be in the World of Outlaws.
We didn't want to miss the opportunity to race two nights in a row. I love doing this, and we don't get a chance to come to Canada much, and you know, since we got here, everybody's been really good to us, so we wanted to make sure we got everybody taken care of tonight.
What do you think it's going to take to win out here with the World Outlaws?
We're racing with the best smart car drivers in the country, so just to be running with them. And, you know, I got two good teammates between Steve Kinzer and Donnie Schatz. I got two good guys to lean on for information. And, you know, we could go run smaller races and probably win a lot more races than this. But, you know, the only way to get better is to race with the guys that do it every weekend for a living. We don't come here with the intention of not winning a race. It's fun when I grew up watching a lot of these guys. And, you know, then I've been an owner since 2001 in this series. So it's a pretty cool feeling to be able to now come and race with these guys. So I get my butt kicked more than I'd like. But, you know, we're learning a lot doing it. And, you know, the only way you get better is to race guys that are better than you.
Hey, welcome back to Truck Talk. Today we're discussing what a good heavy-duty diesel engine oil can do for your truck. Let's go ahead and take a caller. Clarence, have you noticed any effects from your engine oil?
Well, I use Shell Rotella.
Great choice. So what are you seeing? Increased deposit protection?
A rod and reel.
A what now?
Buying Shell Rotella earned me a free rod and reel. You know, for fishing.
Uh-huh.
Hey, gentlemen, sandwiches!
Oh, yeah, Shell Rotella got me free sandwiches, too.
Yeah, who is that?
That's Johnny. We're fishing.
Uh-huh.
And eating sandwiches on a
Well, good for you. Can we take another caller?
You can get even more out of Shell Rotella with the My Miles Matter Rewards Program. Reward yourself with great stuff from Bass Pro Shops, Subway, Burger King, Travelocity, and more. Look for reward codes under the caps of specially marked bottles of Shell Rotella or ask your participating installer, then sign up online. Make your miles matter with My Miles Matter from Shell Rotella. Featured corporations are not sponsors of this promotion. All rights reserved. Visit Rotella.com for terms, conditions, and redemption details.
Tonight's Racetime Radio was brought to you by K&K Insurance Canada, insuring the world's fun, and by VP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in racing fuel technology, and by Fast Eddie Racewear, wear what the pros wear. Fast Eddie Racewear.
wherever you are.
Racetime Radio is there.
And the best part is,
it's free.
It's on your iPhone,
iPad,
BlackBerry,
Android,
or even the old way.
It's on your desktop, you little whippersnapper.
Get them, Gramps.
Streaming live or on demand.
You'll get it at racetimeradio.com. Just outside Hamilton, Ontario.
It's Canada's fastest dirt track.
Oshwegan Speedway.
And the man.
The myth.
The legend.
Tony Stewart returns for two big nights.
I'm back in the swing of things full bore again.
Feel the excitement.
As Oshwegan Speedway presents Tony Stewart at the Big O. See him take the track Monday, July 30th.
And Tuesday, July 31st.
The grandstands open at 4.
And the green flag drops at 7:45 both nights.
Featuring the Corvette. Sprint cars,
Thunder Stocks,
mini stocks, and bombers,
and of course, Tony Stewart.
Just having the chance to run with these guys, pretty awesome.
It's two big nights of racing action.
Monday, July 30th,
and Tuesday, July 31st,
with Tony Stewart.
I love doing this
at the Big O,
Oshwegan Speedway.
Can Tony win again in Canada,
or will Kinzer beat him to the line?
Be there and see it for yourself.
Go to OshweekendSpeedway.com for details.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90, takes you inside the sport like no one else.
We just raced really hard, and I think the fans enjoyed it.
Kyle Busch! Tony gets in the Kyle!
Biggest names in NASCAR.
Tony Stewart.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Jeff Gordon.
Jimmy Johnson.
Carl Edwards.
Dan Kilpatrick on your home for NASCAR.
All season long.
Very nice job.
Good for the fans.
We're going to have a wild finish here.
I'm going to fight all the way to the end.
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
It's what racing's all about.
And now is a public service.
Racetime Radio presents Driving Tips with Smoke and Joe.
Tip number 12. Never question your crew chief's methods in his quest for total race perfection.
Keep the pace car! What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
And that was tonight's Driving Tip. From Racetime Radio. Now, back to more Smoke and Joe.
Big Moose Racing 01 of Mike Crisca. Mikey, another good night.
Yeah, it's been great. I love it when people say, hey, another great run for you, eh? Yeah, it's just, I'll take it, you know what I mean? It was a great run, and to go out run good. You look at the top three out there to run fifth or sixth, it's great. And we waxed them. If we had a caution late in the race there, I think we might have had something for them. We would have been able to pounce on them. So, and as a driver, that's all you can ask for, is be in the position to pounce, right?
Double duty, you're going to try it again, or what's the scoop?
Absolutely. Car's in one piece. I got my Goodyear in the truck, and I got my good buddy Jamie Turner's going to loan me his flat wing. We're going to come out here and try and put her in the show for the second year in a row and make $800.
Good luck.
Thanks very much. Hey, I appreciate everything you guys do for the radio and all in the motorsports and be on Sirius nationwide and covering us guys in Canada. Everybody thinks we're a joke up here, but we can throw it down too. So if you're listening in America tonight, look out. Canada's coming for you.
And welcome back live to Racetime Radio. We are at Oshwegan Speedway, and the sprint cars are on the racetrack. These guys are doing time trials right now, and we'll get into all that. That rumble you hear in the background, how about the King, Steve Kinzer? He's standing right in front of me. He just came off that racetrack. Let me take a look and see if I can give you an update on who is where on that board. If we take a look at the board, you know what? That 11 car, Steve Kinzer, right now is the fast guy. The 14 of Tony Stewart is second quick. Then it goes the 2, the 11, and the 5. That is your top 5 right now here at Oshwegan Speedway for the World of Outlaws. And those guys will be dialing it in a little bit later tonight. Junior, I know you're over in the pits. We're going to get into some of these winners here.
Hey, you know what? I'm just standing down here. Just watching basically everything going on down here in the Tony Stewart pit area. Obviously, he's a busy guy, signing autographs and stuff. But looking down pit road, there's people everywhere, man. This place is packed. Tony Stewart's crew is going at it. These guys here are they're making some major adjustments already. You can see them doing some stagger stuff. So it should be interesting to see going into the heats on how everything's going to shake out. But I'm going to try and get some words in. I know Dakota Dara is standing down here in the number 4 camp. as well. I'm standing right in Joey Saldana's pit, so just give me a few minutes here, and I'll definitely try to get some words from pit lane.
Well, you're hanging out over there. We are going to talk about last night. We're going to hear from some of the drivers that did have a decent night here at Osweekon Speedway, starting out with the guy that ended up rolling home fourth in the sprint car race. How about Jamie Collard? That guy did an amazing job. Here's Jamie.
Jamie Collard now. Jamie, wow, what a race out there. Fourth spot for you here tonight at Osweekon Speedway. You had the lead for a little while. Man, that must have felt good.
Yeah, the car was really good tonight. These guys helped me get this thing set up perfect. I mean, I guess it could have been a little different. I was a little too tight to be on the cushion at the end when it got real big, so I had to stay just off it, and I think that was the difference between winning and fourth.
Yeah, pretty amazing race. Tomorrow night, World of Outlaws. What do you think, bud?
Can't wait. Apparently, our driver is not going to be here with it to drive our 410 car, so I'm going to get a chance to drive it here for the first time.
Man, that's going to be wild for you. Where will you be out there? Do you have any idea where your spot is going to be?
I have no idea. It depends every night. The track's different. We just got to look at it tomorrow and assess the track and see what we can do.
Awesome run here tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, coming home third in last night's sprint car race, how about Jessica Zemkin? We know Jessica runs here at Osweekon a lot. She did roll home third. Caught up with her as well.
Well, Jessica Zemkin, look at that. What a difference a year makes. Third spot for you here tonight at Osweekon. Great run for you.
Yeah, it was a good night. Just got caught up in lap traffic and just a little bit loose, and I knew those guys were coming, but it was still a good run, and I got a lot of good people behind me, Corpac Merchandising, and a good group of guys helping me out, so I got to thank them.
Big night coming up tomorrow night. Can we expect to see you out here with the World of Outlaws?
We're struggling right now with our 410. It's not running very good, so hopefully we can find something with it tomorrow and get it fixed up. If not, we'll probably just take the green with the 360.
So that was Jessica Zemkin, and she is here tonight. Just see one of her pit carts rolling by. We will find out if Jessica is going to take that green flag in the 360 or whether they did get that 410 going. And I know we'll catch up with her in just a little while here. But let's keep looking back at the sprint car race last night. The zero car, that is Glenn Stires. He put it on the pole last night. He came home second in the race. Here is Glenn.
Just one more spot, you would have got smoked. Look at that for a rebound compared to last year's same time.
Unbelievable. I would have loved to have the win tonight. But the traffic, the lap traffic, was so congested up there. If you watch the video replay, I had Stewart so many times, but he just got crossed up too much where I couldn't finish the deal. And then he was better on the other three corners. But when I come into one and two, I'd almost get him. And it was just enough chaos and just enough things in a way where I couldn't seal the deal. And I was going 110%. I went off the track, I bet you, five times, but we stuck in there, and I didn't see anybody pass me, so I knew we were going to be good. I just hung in there, and the fans had to have seen one heck of a show.
You know what, Glenn? I interviewed a lot of race fans, made it over across the way there, and I got to tell you, it was 50-50 tonight for people pulling for either you or Tony Stewart. You've got a lot of race fans. You did a fantastic job here in your own backyard, but, man, you're tough to beat here.
Well, you know what? I just love it. This is my dream. This is what I love to do. I mean, I just like Stewart, man. He runs race after race. He travels all over the country, does an incredible job, and I'm just so grateful that he's here and to be on a podium with me. And, you know what? We're working really hard to make this a huge success, and I'm thankful that Tony is a partner in this deal, and without him, I don't know if it'd be this big.
You know, you look not too far away from us, Glenn, and the World of Outlaw haulers are rolled in here to us weekend. Tuesday night, July 31st, is going to be a huge night. Did you learn much tonight that you're going to be able to apply against some of the big dogs?
Well, you know, the whole thing is these cars are so much different to drive. The front ends are so much lighter. The power is so much greater and faster, and the reaction time, the stuff of the cars are so much quicker. So, and I haven't been in a 410 in several months, so I'm not really sure how I'm going to work out. I'll do my best, and if we get the car right, we'll be good. I don't know if we'll be able to win against these guys, but we're going to be really good.
Glenn, congratulations on not only a great run in this zero sprint car, but on another full grandstand, another super event, and probably the world's wildest
show on dirt right here at Us Weekend.
I love it. Thanks for all your time and your help that you do for us.
Now, that was Glenn Stires finishing up last night's 360 sprint car race in second spot. He was a real happy guy, and truth be known, he probably could have got smoke a couple of times, but didn't want to ruffle those feathers. He did have a great race, and man, you got to have the proper opportunity to get by a driver. You don't want to rattle them like a short track race that you'll see on asphalt. Sprint cars don't take to tapping and banging. These guys here did a whale of a job, Junior. It was something to see for all race fans. And I know Tony Stewart's going to be up here next, but man, what a show last night.
Hey, it was definitely a great show. Just standing out here in the Dara camp, driver the number four sprint car. You were up there for a little bit. I seen you riding around on the little ATV. What do you think heading into time trials here?
I think it's kind of like one lane. You got to be on the top, but it's really going to depend on who goes out before you. So you got three laps, the one getting up to speed to help clean off your lane, and that's going to be the most of it. It's a tough track to get a hold of with the sun on it, so we're looking forward to hopefully having a couple guys go out in front of us.
So the World of Outlaws are coming up here tonight. If you are anywhere within earshot of this racetrack at Oswego Speedway, you definitely want to make it out here. Another thing I want you to do, too, this is a special broadcast. If you can do me a favor and let your friends know, we are live right now at Oswego Speedway on racetimeradio.com. If they want to tune in and catch some of the world's fastest racers, they want to hear from them, they're going to be able to do it right here on Racetime Radio, and that's the only way they're going to be able to tonight. But looking back to last night, it was a smoke night for Tony Stewart. He went to victory lane. Here he is.
Well, look at that, Smoke. You improved your position this year by two spots. You won the race. It's got to feel good. That's a good start here this weekend.
Yeah, not too bad from 17th, so I'm pretty happy about that. We had a car that just, we found a spot that a lot of guys didn't find, so that was a big key. But, when you got a track like we had tonight, you had three grooves all the way around this place, so it gave you a lot of room to maneuver, and just had to try to be patient and get as much as we could early, but be patient and not fry the tires off.
Took the lead with two laps to go. I bet you that really felt good, seeing some open track ahead of you once you got out there.
Yeah, we didn't see any open track till then, so it was nice. Just really happy. This is a World Outlaw wing. This isn't a 360 wing, so we gave a lot of downforce away tonight and still did it. So really proud of my guys. They gave me a great race car.
Did you learn much that you're going to be able to apply to tomorrow night's World of Outlaw race?
Just being on the track tonight helps a lot. So, I think we learned a little bit. Obviously we're going to be on a different tire tomorrow, but, I think a lot of the things will transfer. It did last year, so hopefully stuff we learned tonight we can use again tomorrow.
A lot of fans up there screaming smoke. They can't wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait too. We're glad to be here. It's the fans out here are awesome. They, it's normally hard in the pit area to maneuver around and work on the car, but everybody's been real respectful down here. It's a lot of fun to race where race fans are cool like that.
Well, I'll tell you, race fans, Tony Stewart's putting on a show. He plans on putting another one on here just shortly. In the World of Outlaws, if you're just tuned in to Racetime Radio, we are live at Oswego Speedway. The World of Outlaw sprint cars on the racetrack doing time trials as we speak. The number five car, Keith Dempster, now, he's trying his luck at the World of Outlaws tonight. He just rolled off the racetrack. Junior, I know you got an update for us on that lap board. Who've we got in that top five? Give us some numbers.
Tell you what, Craig Kinzer's still sitting up top. He's fast, man. That HendrickCars.com number 11 K car, that thing is a rocket ship here at Oshweek, and it's been fastest in hot laps there right off the bat, and look at him, he's still up at the top of the board. Tony Stewart sitting in second spot, along with, you've got a regular here, I guess I can call him a regular, sitting in the two car, sitting in third spot. You've got a great lineup here, and you know what, there's no other way to put it. There is such a great field of competitors, and you know what? That guy in the number five car, he had a decent lap, too.
Watch out. This is going to be a dynamite race. Come here, about an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes away from showtime with the World of Outlaws. Two classes here at Oswego tonight, and it is all about the World of Outlaws. It's going to be a dynamite show. Now, looking back to last night, it was a great program here in the Thunder car class. We had caught up with two drivers, caught up, first of all, with second place driver. We had Mikey Bobby. Here he is.
Mikey Bobby now in number 55. Mikey, second for you here tonight on this week. A big night here, buddy.
Yeah, we're just happy to get through this with a good finish. It's not only a Tony Stewart night, but it's a points night for all of us regular runners out here. We're just happy to get out of here and have a good time and watch Glenn Stairs beat Tony Stewart tonight.
Well, we can give that to Glenn tonight, but tomorrow night, the World Outlaws come through. Pretty big night here at Osweek, and you going to be here watching?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be anywhere else. This place is wicked. They just do a wicked job here. Everybody's the nicest people out here. Whether you're running bombers or sprint cars, everybody's treated the same, and, yeah, you got to love it out here. It's wicked.
Great night for you, and the points here means a lot.
Good night for points. We got a couple days to get the car, look over everything, get it back together for Friday night and be back at her. So,
a lot of great sponsors on this car.
Yeah, we have Gale's Auto Aftermarket. They help us out a lot with parts and stuff. Ken Timpson Auto Body in Caledonia, they paint it. Cad North, they put the engine in it again. And most of all, I have the best pit crew out here. Not only is it fun out here, we got a good car.
Great second place finish. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good to see Mikey Bobby have a great run in front of a capacity crowd, I might add, at Osweek and Speedway. But going to Victory Lane in those Thunder cars was a real happy Jack Myers. Here he is.
And here we are at Victory Lane. We got the Thunder car winner here tonight at Osweek and Speedway. We've got Jack Myers in the 33. Jack, way to go. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Fantastic night for you here at Osweek, and that's a tough race to win. A lot of good cars in the field.
A lot of good cars, a lot of cars from out of town, good cars from out of town, and I just happened to pick the right line and get her through without getting into any accidents, and I seen there was a couple of good ones. Thankfully, I wasn't involved in any of them, and just nice, clean, fast racing like it always is.
So what do you think those guys are going through now, sprint cars on the racetrack? Where would you be if you were in one of those?
If I was in one of those, I'd be running the Glenn Stires line right at the top, as it's the only line that's less bumpy than everywhere else out there. It's a little bumpy in the middle, a couple of big bumps in three, but right on the top it's nice and clean.
A lot of great sponsors on this machine here.
Yes, there is. Yeah, I can't thank them enough. They've helped me out a lot this year, set up and money and everything. It's just been great.
How are you in the points here at this weekend?
I'm currently second in points. I glanced out the corner of my eye, noticed that the 04 Wyatt Van Wart was involved in that one accident in turn four. I hope he's okay, but at the same time, I hope that maybe I get a couple more points on him and maybe bump myself closer or maybe even in the lead.
Sure helps having that trophy in beside the seat.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Add it to the pile. Unfortunately, it's nice to have, and but I'm here for more for the fun than anything. I like just showing up and racing more than getting the trophy, but I'll take the trophy too.
And that was Jack Myers going to Victory Lane. Yep. Here at Osweek and last night. Junior, I know you're catching up with some race fans over there. What are you doing?
Hey, you know what? We caught up with Hooker's sponsor last night. Of course, Outhouse Designs, longtime supporter here at Osweek and, of course, owner over there at South Buxton. But you know who else I caught up with? I caught up with Shaq, longtime crew member for Kirk Hooker. Who are you taking tonight?
I'm going to take probably Tony Stewart, I think. He's looking pretty good tonight. I wouldn't doubt he'll probably make it. Probably right to the A right off the bat with a time trial.
Now, you obviously spend a lot of time at dirt tracks with Kirk.
Yeah.
How many are you at this year?
I've probably been about four times with him. He's not running in the dirt as much. He's concentrating a lot more on the asphalt series and stuff. And hopefully we can talk him into going to Salvo Beach this week. I don't know, but I'm going to work on him hard here on Wednesday and Thursday.
Right on. That's Shaq, a longtime crew member for Kirk Hooker. That's who we were talking about before.
Pretty wild. I know there's lots of race fans here. As a matter of fact, we got more of a race fan. We got an announcer that came down to the IWK 250 just last week. I believe it was last week. Man, things are going along just kind of crazy. Like, got Jamie Maudsley sitting with us. Jamie, dirt track, look at you go.
Oh, this is cool. Definitely, I get to Oswegan whenever I can. I'm a Delaware most Fridays, but whenever I get a chance to come down here and to get a chance to come down here and watch Tony Stewart race a World Outlaw car, absolutely awesome. Last year we went to Talladega and they had an Outlaw show right across the street on the Saturday night. Like, how's that for one-stop shopping, Joe?
Incredible, the lineup here tonight. These World Outlaws are flying around this racetrack. I know there was rain everywhere, especially around the GTA even up as high as Cambridge, Kitchener area, thunder, lightning, buckets of rain. Tell you, right here at the Speedway, we didn't get anything that would fill even a cup. I know you said down in Dorchester, not that much rain at all, if any.
We drove down here from London, just outside of London, and we got here, and everybody was like, oh, did you drive through rain on the way here? I was like, no. Did it rain? We drove through absolutely no rain. Perfect night. I mean, I remember the one year here where both nights got rained out. This is like the polar opposite. It's going to be a beautiful night for racing. A low of 24 degrees tonight. So, I mean, I left my jacket in the car.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be rocking fast on that racetrack. Junior, you got any more fans over there?
Oh, I got thousands of fans. I'm just trying to find somebody that's not busy. Everybody's chatting her up, trying to make a decision on who they're going to take tonight. But, hey, I think I caught up with a fan here. He's all by himself. He's not talking at all. And you're at the back of the concession line, man. Who are you taking tonight?
Well, Sammy Swindell, of course. How can you go wrong with the leader, right?
That's right. Now, whereabouts are you from?
Brantford.
Brantford, so you didn't have too long of a drive?
No, but I've been here since Thursday, camping.
Right on. Well, have a good night tonight. How about you? Where are you from?
Niagara Falls.
Perfect. Who are you taking tonight?
Tony Stewart.
Hey, look at this. He's got a smoke hat on. There's so much smoke paraphernalia down here. It's awesome. It is wicked.
You know, Junior was 50-50 last night. Guys going for, of course, Glenn Stires and Tony Stewart. And look at, they finished 1-2. We're hearing Sammy Swindell. We're hearing smoke. Who are you thinking, Jamie Modsley?
Well, if for no other reason than I think he's got the coolest nickname in motorsports, Craig the Crowd Pleaser Dolansky. The Crowd Pleaser. I mean, that's just too cool.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, who do we see? Who's that? The 7 car. The big game car. I don't even know who's in behind the wheel of that car, but you can tell that it's one of those ones that has been out here running tons. The World Outlaw's been up here in Canada since Thursday of this week, and, you know, we've got 3 different winners. There was no repeats. Sammy Swindell took a checkered flag. I know Donnie Schantz took a checkered flag, and so did Craig Dolansky. So.
And Dolansky's a new point leader coming into tonight.
Pardon me, Joey Saldana. Joey Saldana, that's who it was. But
during that time, Dolansky took the point lead. Mitch Brown's just pulling in a tech right now, trying to make the field. The youngster out of Brantford, second-generation driver. We've seen his dad race a ton, Joe, and Mitch has picked up right where his pops left off.
Junior, we got one more shot for a race fan, and then we got to step out. We're right alongside a break. Who you got?
Hey, you know what? I'm standing here with a fan. What's your name? Where are you from?
Kitchener. Out of Kitchener.
Who you cheered for tonight? You got a, look at this, you got a Kinzer shirt on. Is that who you're going to be pulling for?
The old Quaker State on the back.
Attaboy.
I can't go too far wrong there, Junior, with a Kinzer on that side. It's going to be interesting to see who we get coming through here. Time trial's coming to an end, and we'll be able to update you probably on the other side of this break. So don't go anywhere. We will be back with you live at a Sweekin Speedway. It's the World of Outlaws. Don't go anywhere.
Mr. Dave Dykstra in the number 5 car. Dave, seen a lot of the local guys going to be in that race going up against some of the heavyweights.
Made a few shows here and some fun with it. They're just so good when it gets super slick. They run so many times a week and they just get real good. But hey, we'll have some fun with it.
To those who say pushing paper around an office all day is hard work.
Ow! Paper cut!
We say, suck it up, Cube Monkey. Hard work is hauling 27 tons of pulpwood in a tractor trailer up a mountain pass in a snowstorm. Hard work is when a day at the office lasts hundreds of miles. Hard work is what Shell Rotella heavy-duty diesel engine oil is all about. Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection works hard to help control wear, deposits, and emissions. Shell Rotella T5 Synthetic Blend Technology works hard to enhance fuel economy. And Shell Rotella T6 Full Synthetic works like the dickens to deliver outstanding high-low temperature performance and unmatched corrosion and wear protection. Dealing with an unruly copier at the office may be annoying.
Oh, come on!
Just remember, it was hardworking drivers and their trucks that got it there in the first place.
Stupid paper jam!
You're welcome. Shell Rotella, the engine oil that works as hard as you do.
Tonight's Racetime Radio was brought to you by K&K Insurance Canada, insuring the world's fun, and by VP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in racing fuel technology, and by Fast Eddie Racewear, wear what the pros wear. Fast Eddie Racewear.
Wherever you are,
Racetime Radio is there.
And the best part is,
it's free.
It's on your iPhone,
iPad,
BlackBerry,
Android,
or even the old way.
It's on your desktop, you little whippersnapper.
Get them, Gramps.
Streaming live or on demand.
You'll get it at racetimeradio.com.
This is Roush Fenway driver Craig Biff on the Morning Drive.
What is the status of Roush Fenway Racing, and what did Matt's departure do to the stability of the personnel?
Well, I have to say, Bags, I haven't heard of that yet. The one thing that Matt and I don't discuss and haven't for 14 years is contracts. The positive in this is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. This is a huge break for him to get an opportunity to come drive the 17 car right away next year.
The Morning Drive. Sirius XM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
When your office is your cab, the average day at the office can last hundreds of miles, which is why we bring you our most advanced heavy-duty diesel engine oil, Shell Rotella. For outstanding protection against wear, deposits, and corrosion, there's Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection. Shell Rotella T5 synthetic blend technology delivers improved fuel economy. And for unmatched extreme high-low temperature performance, use Shell Rotella T6 full synthetic. What you do is hard work. You need heavy-duty engine oil that can keep up. Shell Rotella, the engine oil that works as hard as you.
And now, as a public service, Racetime Radio presents Driving Tips with Smoke and Joe.
Tip number one.
When you shift the gear and that little needle on the tack goes into the red and reads 9,000 RPM, that's bad.
And that was tonight's Driving Tip from Racetime Radio. Now, back to more Smoke and Joe.
And welcome back, everybody, to Racetime Radio, live here from Osweekin Speedway. It is Sprint Car Night. How about World of Outlaw? World of Outlaw Night. Easy for me to say, Junior. What's happening over your way?
What's a World of Outlaw?
Yeah, well, it's the same as the World of Outlaw, only your jaw drops down like mine has been since time trials ended.
I tell you what, standing down here, I'm not standing with the driver of a World of Outlaws sprint car, but standing with Taylor Holdaway, longtime friend of Racetime Radio, driver of the 41 car over at Sunset Speedway. Taylor, you've had an up and down season too over there at Sunset. What's going on?
We're really good at the start of the year there, and we just had a couple rough weeks where we lost the setup a bit, but we went down to McCall's, and I have to thank them a lot and all the guys there and my crew at Graham and Jeremy, and we got her back going, and we had three top fives in a row, so it's coming around.
Now, standing here, beautiful weather here at Oshweken Speedway, and you know what? I've been walking up and down here with you all day, taking a look at some of the equipment. Who do you like heading into tonight?
I'll cheer for Tony being a NASCAR driver, but kind of wants to cheer for Stires too, being a hometown boy, and good field of cars, a lot of good talent here. It's pretty cool.
Where are you going to be sitting tonight? Are you going to sit right on the exit of turn two or right on the exit of turn four over there? Are you ballsy enough?
I think we might sit going into turn three to get the dirtiest you can. You never know, but we got some good seats on the front stretch, so we'll see what happens.
Hey, right on. Back over to you, Joe.
Incredible racing tonight here at Osweekin Speedway. Green flag going to go in the air at somewhere around 7:40. Well, no, 7:45 is come and gone. That's what time trials begun. I would imagine that the race, the outlaw race, you probably still have enough time to get your tickets here at Osweekin Speedway. Take a look. We are located over in the Tech Garage, so we'll be catching up with some of those World of Outlaw drivers as they come back through here. Of course, the 25-lap car sprint, or it's a 25-lap sprint race, so it's not going to take these guys a long time to get around Osweekin Speedway in 25 laps. If it goes green to checker, this race could be in the books in as little as about 15 minutes. There will be a lot of pageantry, a lot of stuff going on, of course, with autographs, introductions, and such. But we will have as much coverage as we can for you here on Racetime Radio. As they say, the grandstand is jammed over there, and it's a great sign to see. You know, Glenn Starr's done a tremendous job working at this particular event. It is the second annual Tony Stewart Night, and this one here seems to be bigger and better than it was last year. I know fans are all revved up, and we're going to hear from some more in just a few minutes. But what do you say we hear now from one of the announcers here at Us Weekend Speedway, Greg Kellen. And, you know, Greg is also with Ontario Oval. I caught up with him just a few moments ago. Well, Junior was talking to fans. I was talking to Greg. Here he is.
Yeah, folks were worried about the rain here tonight, but they didn't get a drop here at the track, believe it or not. The track looks awesome. We've got the best of the best here tonight, along with Tony Stewart. He's the best probably in the world right now in racing. So we've got a huge show tonight. 7:45 is when they're going to start time trials. A little different from the past. They want a faster track tonight, so that's why they're pushing it back. So make sure you're here good and early.
A great night last night. Tony Stewart did better his spot by two. He did win the race last night versus last year. Think he can do it here tonight. You know, we take a look. Donnie Schatz has been fast. We just heard from Sammy Swindell. He's been fast. A number of them have been. Do you think Tony can do it one more time here?
You know what? I think he can, because this seems to be a track where when a driver gets hooked up and on a roll, they seem to be able to knock off multiple wins. We've seen it with Jason Sides here with the World of Outlaws, and not just the sprint cars, but also Jack Myers in our Thunderstock division. He's won three of the last four here. So anyone can get on that roll and knock off some wins, and I think Tony could really do it, because just watching him last night, to start 17th in that field, that's a tough field, and come through and win in just 25 laps, that makes me a believer. And if he can make it through the heats tonight, that's going to be the key.
Do you know who I think is really going to have a good shot, and I think you'll agree with me, is the guy that may be flying under the radar tonight, and that is the Zero Car, Glenn Stires. Man, they're probably not going to pay too much attention to Glenn tonight like they did last night. He finished second. Man, he's got to be a threat to win, because the success so far this year, guy's burning it up.
He is, and last night, I think actually Glenn was the better car, but three times he slipped up in corner two and got right up off the berm there, and that cost him. But still, he was able to keep Tony in his sights. And I really think you're right. I think Glenn could be a real dark horse tonight. And he's even said, I know in an interview with you, that he feels so much more confident in the 410 this year. And he's on a hot roll. He's got three wins here this season. And he won actually down the King of the 360s in East Bay, which was a huge, huge win. And as we know, confidence is key in racing. And Glenn's got a load of that right now.
More than one hat you wear. Ontario Oval's another one. How's it going?
Very busy. We're just trying to keep going steady and strong here throughout the summer. We just went to Delaware, obviously, and obviously this is a busy week for us well here at Oshweekin, and we're just looking forward to what is going to become the end of the season very quickly, because we're going to be hitting those big events like the Autumn Colors and the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals here, Apple Fest at Brighton, and before you know it, the season is going to be over. So we're just plugging away through the season. Before you know it, the snow's going to be flying again.
How about Travis Pastrana doing third at Delaware? He had the run of his life, first stock car trophy for Travis in Canada.
I heard a lot of funny things about Travis going into that event. It was kind of like, Travis who? And he went there and he really made all of us believers, me included. He saved the car once in his heat, and the video that most people didn't see was the big save he made in the feature, where he had to drop down to the bottom side of the track, cut back up, and he drove the wheels off that car to a third place. Super nice guy in the pits, you know, high fives. He didn't have an ego at all. Super nice guy, and it was great to see him come home third. That was awesome.
Good thing that Michael Waltrip has won two Daytona 500s, because I don't think he's got another one coming anytime soon.
No, but Michael still had a good time, and Clint as well. It was good to see the three of them there, but I'll tell you what, Travis stole the headlines and made a real believer out of a lot of fans that didn't know who he was. And I'll tell you what, he took that little third place trophy, and he was proud as could be, because he said, this is my first stock car trophy, and we were happy to see him get it.
You guys got a great broadcast crew here tonight. We've got up there helping you out. I know Clint Jeffrey's running around here somewhere.
Yeah, Clinton Jeffrey, he's been here basically since day one. And our co-announcer, Tommy Gooch, that also works in the infield. Tommy knows the stats. He knows the information. He runs our social side of things with Facebook and Twitter. Without Tommy, we'd be lost as well. And Clint, Tommy, and I, we have a blast when we're here. You know, it's people come up to us and say, you guys do a great job. But you know what? We're not worried about that. We're here having fun. And if we can make it informational and fun for the fans as well, then we've done our job. And we enjoy doing it every Friday night here.
You know, it's a big race tonight, but can't look too far down the road. The Nationals are coming. Another huge staple event for us weekend.
It is, and it's growing every year. Last year, the crowd had to be just as big or getting close to as big as our Outlaws show, and that's big because, you know, it's not the big top names like Tony Stewart and Steve Kinser coming into town. It's the local drivers from the 360 ranks, and it's showing that more and more fans are getting to know who they are, and they realize this is a big event because where else in this area are you going to see 70 to 80 sprint cars on a weekend? And it's phenomenal, and with $12,000 out to the winner, that's going to lure the carrot out to some of the bigger United States drivers to come on up. And that's what we saw last year with Sam Haferteep, and we've seen it with Shane Stewart as well and Wayne Johnson. You get the big drivers coming up, and it's I would definitely suggest anyone, if you came to the Outlaw Shore, you couldn't make it, check out the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals in mid-September here at Oswego Speedway.
I know it poured rain in the GTA today, but, man, the water truck just went by here. We got nothing.
No one will believe us that they're putting water on the track, but believe it or not, they didn't get a drop here. I live in Brantford, about 20 minutes away, and it poured, and I thought for sure we were in trouble, but not a drop here, and we made it through to get to this point, and it looks like there's nothing behind it. And like I say, with them starting the qualifying at 7:45, I really think we could see the track record fall tonight and maybe even get under that 11-second barrier, which would be pretty cool.
Any luck at all, Glenn and his friends will keep their feet still. We'll get this night in.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be an action-packed show. We have two divisions. The Mod Lights are here. They put on a fantastic show as well. They're little cars, but they're high on horsepower. Paul Klager is going to be one of the guys to watch in that as well. So I'm excited. Two big shows. We got Johnny Gibson, the voice of the Outlaws in the tower, and you can't beat a night like tonight.
Greg, hit the gas pedal. I know you're on.
Yeah, we're going to head out and talk to some drivers right now, and I got my son here, McLean, and he's excited to go check out the World Outlaw souvenir tent and see what he can get for his own little dirt track that he has. So it's a fun family night for me as well.
You know, Junior, Greg is a dynamite voice here at Oswego Speedway, and we do have the pole sitter. Are you ready for the pole sitter?
Hey, you know what? I got P2 standing right down here. The national anthems are on as we speak.
Okay, you just
as soon as the national anthems are over, we got them.
Okay, I will stand by then. I can continue on with you, race fans. We did have a couple of other drivers that we did get a hold of today here in the pit area. Let's hear from Dave Dykstra right now. He is a local driver of the number 5D. He's excited for tonight's race.
Yeah, it's fun to run with these guys. I mean, we got a little less horsepower than them, but we have fun running with them. It's just be part of it, that's all.
You can go faster and still win the race at times. Guys spin their tires and they get out of shape. Maybe with a little bit less horsepower and the experience you've got here at this track can really move you to the front.
Yeah, we'll have to see how the track is. I mean, they had some rain today, so maybe it'll slick off. We'll have to see.
I don't know how much rain they had. I don't think you could fit it into a teacup. Actually, I've been here since probably noon, and it hasn't really rained. Surprised to see the water truck out there doing some business.
Yeah, I mean, I was in Hamilton, and it rained buckets, so I actually thought it rained here. Okay, well, we'll see how it goes tonight.
Track condition-wise, if we do get rain before you guys go green, is it going to change it much? And how much rain can that track take out there before it's time to say, you know what, enough is enough?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty hard track last night, so I'm sure they couldn't cut it that deep. So, I mean, it won't take much rain to really kill the night. So hopefully the rain stays away and we can have some good racing tonight.
Hopefully we get that 5D in victory lane. That would be cool.
That would absolutely be very cool.
You and I would beer then, right?
Absolutely. I'm buying.
And he would be buying. We just hear the end of some of the national anthems. Don't know if there's another national anthem to go out there, but fans are definitely pumped and ready to go. Junior, I'm going to throw it back down to you over in the garage area. You got a World of Outlaw driver. Okay, maybe Junior doesn't, but I can tell you exactly what's happening here. We've got Craig Kinser on the pole. If you are an 11K fan, get this. Craig Kinser goes to the pole with a 13.511. Junior, I can hear you in the background now. You all set?
You can hear me in the background now. Hey, you got to push my button, eh? I'm standing down here with second place Tony Stewart. It's actually my mic boom, too. Look at this. He's making sure we got some reception. You had a wicked lap out there, but Craig just tipped her off.
Joe, you're going to have to move a bit because I can't hear Tony.
guarantee that we're in the dash. So had a good start to the night. We just got to keep this pace up.
Hey, looking at last night, you came storming through the field. Obviously, we've already talked to you with Racetime Radio. We heard your last night's comments. What's the track looking like tonight?
It's a lot slicker already than it was last night. It started slicker than we finished, but you know, that's kind of what this track did last year too, and it worked out really good for us. So, you know, like I say, we're on pace to have a good night right now. We just got to keep.
All right, man. You have a good night. We will talk to you after the heat race.
And Junior is with Tony Stewart. Check that out, race fans. He has a great run. He's going to start this race tonight second, right behind Craig Kinzer. And you know Craig Kinzer is one of those bullet-fast race car drivers. Junior's going to make his way, or at least try to. We'll see what the reception is like down in that 11K pit. Junior, what do you think? Do you think you can get some airtime down that way? And he hasn't got his headset on, so what do you say we hear from some of the other drivers here, and we'll check back with Junior in just a second. Glenn Stires is one of those guys that is going to be in this field here tonight. Spoke with him just before the race, just before time trials. Here he is.
Okay, but Glenn Stires now driver of the Zero car in the world of Outlaws tonight. Glenn, look at this. Clear skies, rain's gone. How about it? You got the win in you tonight.
You know what? It's going to be hard to say because I haven't been in a car since February, and to see that as getting into 410 once in a while, it's not a part-time job. I'm used to this track. I'm used to the horsepower. I think we'll be fine. I'd like to get the fast time again tonight, but we'll just see. It's hard to say right now.
Flying under the radar is probably a good idea with these guys. You're going to be up against the world's best here tonight.
You know what? So much fun racing with these guys. You know, just in the last couple of years, I've been able to start, you know, slowly keep up with them. And in the past, I'd get lapped by them. So I'm starting to hold my own, starting to be more competitive, and just so great that I'm able to even do it and compete and, you know, be pretty decent. We got a new car, new motor. We're ready to rock and roll.
Success tonight, then, in your eyes, Glenn, what will it be? Top 10?
You know what? I'm hoping for... I'm actually happy with whatever I get, but top 10 would be amazing.
Good luck. Go set it on the pole.
All right. Thank you.
Well, he didn't put it on the pole, but I can tell you, he did run a fast time. He's going to be one of those guys flying under the radar. You know what, Joe? We got get that Jeremy guy back over here. We got Jeremy Dennis, one of the hardest working crew members anywhere on a short track oval car. I know he's with the 81 car, Brian Mercer, and he's with Taylor Holloway as well in the 41. Man, a dirt track. You find it, oh, this isn't the weekend. This is through the week, right?
Yeah, I think we might have to trade in the old asphalt stuff and start up this dirt race. This is pretty cool.
Isn't it amazing? These guys fly around this racetrack.
Yeah, it just gives you a sense of, you know, how big of cojones these guys really have. It's wild.
Did you get a chance to talk to any of the sprint car drivers?
No, we haven't really talked to any of them. Talked to Stewart's girlfriend there for a little bit, but...
Hey, no putting the squeeze on smoke stuff.
Yeah, really.
Hey, that's only because you were wearing a TJ Reed hat. Don't let that go to your head.
Hey, Jeremy, you know, you take a look at some of the different divisions that run here, and no, we don't see late models here, but the Thundercart class, the mini stocks and stuff like that last night that ran here, really comparable to what we see on an asphalt track wherever you go.
Yeah, I heard somebody saying there tonight, the one guy knocked the windshield out of his car and put a grill in it and come down here and run it, so... That's pretty cool. I'd like to, that's pretty wild.
So what's up for you Friday night? You guys back to it at Kawartha Speedway, or you got a week off? What are you guys doing with the 81?
Oh, we got a week off to work on it. We got a lot of work to do to it. So we're going to do a doubleheader up at sunset with Taylor and hopefully go get our first win of the year.
Go get them. I know you're well at it. And, Junior, these guys can really get her done out there. When we're talking asphalt, but tonight it's all dirt.
Hey, I don't know whether Brian Mercer's listening. He's crazy if he's not, right? This is Racetime Radio.
That's right.
But you know what? I got to kind of call him a chicken because he's not coming up to the beach to run the Beat the Heat 150.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and neither is Taylor Holdaway. So these guys are both chickens, but make sure you tell them that. Thanks, Jeremy. Hey, it's going to be a wild weekend. And you know what? Walking through the pit area here, everybody from every racetrack is basically here. That's the coolest part that Glenn Stires and Karen and Ken and everybody have put together here at Oshweken Speedway. Down in the pit area earlier today, I was talking to Brandon Watson, driver of the number 9 super late model, Oscar super late model.
Right.
Dave Terry, the driver of the number 14 Wasteco car. Brett McLean as well, the number 7 Oscar modified. The list goes on and on. Randy Spencer's here. There's tons of people from every different type of racetrack, every walk of racetrack. From long track, straight track, everything, there's a lot of representation here, and that's something that's really cool at Oshweken Speedway for this event. It's through the week, man. Why wouldn't you book your holidays and come to this event? Next year, guaranteed there's going to be even more people here.
You'd never know. It is through the week right now. That grandstand over on right over my shoulder is full to the brim here at Oshweken Speedway. We're up alongside a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Steve Kinzer. We're going to also hear from Sammy Swindell. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back on Racetime Radio in just a moment.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by Spira Fire Protection, protecting lives and property from the devastation of fire since 1972. Also by PRN Motorsports Magazine, on newsstands now, available online at prnmag.com.
Hey, welcome back to Truck Talk. Today we're discussing what a good heavy-duty diesel engine oil can do for your truck. Let's go ahead and take a caller. Clarence, have you noticed any effects from your engine oil?
Well, I use Shell Rotella.
Great choice. So what are you seeing? Increased deposit protection?
A rod and reel.
A what now?
Buying Shell Rotella earned me a free rod and reel. You know, for fishing.
Uh-huh.
I tell them about sandwiches!
Oh, yeah, Shell Rotella got me free sandwiches, too.
Yeah, who is that?
That's Johnny. We're fishing.
Uh-huh.
And eating sandwiches!
Well, good for you. Can we take another caller?
You can get even more out of Shell Rotella with the My Miles Matter Rewards Program. Reward yourself with great stuff from Bass Pro Shops, Subway, Burger King, Travelocity, and more. Look for reward codes under the caps of specially marked bottles of Shell Rotella or ask your participating installer, then sign up online. Make your miles matter with My Miles Matter from Shell Rotella. Featured corporations are not sponsors of this promotion. All rights reserved. Visit Rotella.com for terms, conditions, and redemption details.
So, you missed a broadcast.
Well, no problem.
Racetime Radio is available on demand.
Look at it as your listener lucky dog.
And it's free.
Check it out at racetimeradio.com.
Click the day you missed, and you're back on the lead lap.
SiriusXM.com/NASCAR, the location to find.
Where to vote for your favorite drivers.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.,
Jeff Gordon,
Jimmy Johnson,
Tony Stewart.
What shows are on throughout the day on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Mojo here.
Chocolate Myers to my right. I'm Rick Benjamin.
Race schedules. Sound clips from your favorite drivers.
We're going to have some fun this year.
Tune in to SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Now available online at SiriusXM.com and on the SiriusXM app for smartphones. SiriusXM.com/NASCAR.
Yeah! Just outside Hamilton, Ontario,
is Canada's fastest dirt track,
Oshweken Speedway,
and the man,
the myth,
the legend,
Tony Stewart returns for two big nights.
I'm back in the swing of things full bore again.
Feel the excitement
as Oshweken Speedway presents Tony Stewart at the Big O. See him take the track Monday, July 30th,
and Tuesday, July 31st.
The grandstands open at 4,
and the green flag drops at 7:45 both nights,
featuring the Corpax Sprint cars,
Thunder Stocks,
Mini Stocks, and Bombers.
And of course, Tony Stewart.
Just having the chance to run with these guys is pretty awesome.
It's two big nights of racing action.
Monday, July 30th.
And Tuesday, July 31st.
With Tony Stewart.
I love doing this.
At the Big O.
Oshweken Speedway.
Can Tony win again in Canada?
Or will Kinzer beat him to the line?
Be there and see it for yourself.
Go to OshwekenSpeedway.com for details. And now is a public service.
Racetime Radio presents Driving Tips with Smoke and Joe.
Tip number one.
When you shift the gear and that little needle on the tack goes into the red and reads 9,000 RPM, that's bad.
And that was tonight's driving tip from Racetime Radio. Now, back to more Smoke and Joe.
And we're back here live at Us Weekend Speedway. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We sure do appreciate it. We want to welcome the listeners in from Blue Water Radio in Hanover. Man, we got to thank Blue Water Radio for playing Racetime Radio all the time, as we do all of our FM partners at CHES, 88.1 FM, Main Street Radio in Erin, along with the coast out in Nova Scotia, and how about CKCL in BC, along with the Whistle Radio. Joe, we got a lot of great FM radio partners and more coming online all the time. Great to be able to get the short track racing word out right across the country. Kind of a nice thing to do.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely something that keeps everybody up to date. And I tried going down pit lane here. Pit lane is so busy with these sprint cars. I tried going down to get a few words with Craig Kinzer. He's lining up for his first heat. Terry Watts, the guy that took me for a ride in the push truck, is going to be firing him up.
Well, what do you say we hear now from Sammy Swindell? He was with us here just a few moments ago, so here's Sammy.
Sammy coming off a win here in Canada so far. I guess you're 1-for-3, hoping for 2-for-4 here tonight at Us Weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we came up second here last year. I think we had a little bit of a shot there, but then got caught up with some traffic. But, yeah, if we could get this other win here tonight, that'd definitely be more than anyone else.
This track here at Us Weekend, a little wider, a little longer, probably suits these cars a little better than some of the tight bull rings that you guys do run on.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a little easier because there's more room here to more racetrack to work with.
Not a lot of practice laps here, but you guys, I guess you get enough practice throughout the course of the year. You guys are on the road all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we just try to relate one track to the other and do quite a bit of racing, so we try to use our experience to get the car just dialed in and try to go from there.
You grabbed the win in Granby. What was that like? I know we haven't before then. What was it all about?
Well, I think we just had a really good car there and was able to start up front and control the race. You know, the others, we had to start back a few rows and I think most every race we move forward. So, that plays a big part in it sometimes. It's just on some of these tighter tracks and it gets hard to pass people.
Well, good luck here tonight and welcome back to Canada again and go get them. Move up that one more spot here tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Sammy Swindell, Joe, you got to watch for him tonight on the racetrack, second spot right here at Us Weekend. He's going to roll off in that top five here tonight. He's going to be wicked quick.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. He's going to be very tough heading into the dash, even right through the heats. I know Craig Kinzer is the one to watch. I've been calling it all weekend. I have a feeling, you know, and when I have a feeling, I'm sometimes right.
Well, let's hear.
I'm pretty pumped up.
Let's hear from Craig Kinzer now, the guy that is on top of the pole. Here he is.
Craig, I know we've had you on the program lots on the telephone, but look at this. We're at Us Weekend Speedway, and we got you live. I can touch you. How's this number 11K been doing? And you guys have been up in Canada since last Thursday. What do you think so far?
We've been pretty good. I can't complain too bad, but had a misfortune. I got in a wreck one time since we've been up here. And, I can't complain. We've been strong, but we just had that little bit missing that we had a couple weeks ago. And we'll find it. Hopefully, Oshawegan's always been a pretty good track for us, and hopefully we'll continue to be that way.
You've set fast time here before. Was it a night like tonight, or was it one of those cloudy type of days when you did it?
It was the track was pretty slick. It had a little bit of moisture around the top of it, but if I remember right, it had a little cloud cover to it. We had a little rain here earlier today, but the sun's out, and it's a beautiful day right now, but it all depends on how much water they got on the track, if that time will get touched or not. And hopefully, if it does, we'll be right up front again.
You and your crew have just been clicking here in the month of July. Said to your dad, you've been really burning the racetrack up, and you have been. What's that newfound success been for you guys? And can you continue it here tonight?
I mean, that's the whole deal, is trying to continue. Once you get rolling good, it's you know, how well you can continue, and even when stuff goes bad, how well you can dig yourself out of holes and stuff like that. That's where you really know what your team's like. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough, I have my brother-in-law, my sister, and a good family friend of ours working on my car, and that's our whole team. So it's pretty much family, so we got to click or we're not getting along at holidays. So
you and I are going to have a party in Victory Lane.
Well, I hope so. I hope not to disappoint you guys, and thank you for your luck.
Well, lo and behold, Craig Kinzer, the 11K car, goes out and nails it, puts it on the pole. Joe, he didn't beat his record-setting time. He did turn 13.511, and I believe Cheryl Pelkey just finished telling me here the record time is at 12.8-something. It's a pretty close. It's, you know, he can't get any closer than that. And he is on the poles, so that's the main objective here tonight.
Yeah, for sure. He definitely had a good hot lap. We were actually in the tech garage. I was wandering around in the pit area. I never got to see the lap, but I seen him in hot laps, very smooth, very fast, running up top. He probably won't get down on towards the bottom until closer to the end of the night. But you know what? That Kinzer name, both of them, they're going to be tough to beat tonight. But standing down there with Tony, he wasn't surprised at all that he was second, but he had a grin from ear to ear. When I asked him, I had a little bit of a wait there. We had a break when you were talking to Greg Calnan. He said, man, this thing's good. So yeah. That's something that's really cool. Tony's going to be very tough to beat, and he's heading out there with some confidence. But I'm definitely walking up to that fence. I'm going to get a little dirty, and I'm going to watch Tony Stewart and Craig Kinzer battle her out.
Yeah, the World of Outlaws now hitting the speedway. It's qualifying time for these guys. And, Junior, you're going to want to switch up to that other microphone, and it's going to be a dynamite race out there. I know we can't tell you exactly what's going on due to right issues, but we can tell you who wins the race and how they're doing on the racetrack and what lap they're on. So Junior is going to head up track side, and we will find out exactly who's doing what and when they do it. We did get a chance to speak with another World of Outlaw driver. How about Kerry Madsen? He drives the number 29 World of Outlaw. Caught up with him a little earlier today. Here he is.
How's that World of Outlaw car been treating you?
Really good. You know, we've had a really strong Mount Fairly July. Ran good at Kings Royal, Lima, and you know, the facility looks fantastic. You know, we've been in Canada for the last three or four races, and the atmosphere from the fans is terrific. So it's really been a pleasurable experience to be up here and race, and we'd like to finish this little swing off with a strong run, possibly even a win.
2 and 3 wide is definitely possible here at Us Weekend Speedway. You like tight quarters like that, or do you like to let it breathe like it's going to here tonight?
Well, being from Australia, that's I moved to the U.S. To pursue the sprint car racing. But the big reason of over in North America is the variety. We get the big wide tracks and you get the little tracks. So to get on a different scenario every night in so many different locations and places is a really pleasurable part of the whole experience.
We know one other Aussie that's doing pretty damn good in NASCAR racing. You got to focus where one day you want to move from this World of Outlaw, maybe over to that.
Absolutely not. I think you have to be like 19 or 20 to even consider that. And I really enjoy sprint car racing. I mean, look, I'd love to have the bank balance of the NASCAR guys, but we get, you know, just Tony Stewart racing these things says a lot. Says how competitive the sport is, and how much everyone enjoys the sport we're in. So pretty thankful that we're in the sport.
You're still a young guy. Don't let anybody kid you. I got gray hair. You're still young. Yours didn't come out of a box. Hey, you got a lot of great sponsors on this machine.
Well, absolutely. We got some great ownership from Western Australia, Bob Gavrinich, Pete Gavrinich, and we're a new team. We're still fairly new. This is our first year of the World of Outlaws, and you know, we're just still putting all the pieces together, all the building blocks, and we're pretty excited. We think we've got a really strong base we're building, and we should be strong for the next foreseeable future and sprint car racing in the USA and Australia.
How about Twitter? You on that? Can fans stay up with you on Twitter, Facebook? How do fans do that?
Yeah, obviously, I think there's a Kerry Madsen fan book page, and we have our website, canericracing.com.au. And also, I do have a Twitter, KMR29. And, you know, I don't get too controversial on there, but who knows? Sometimes when you're mad, you know, never tweet and be mad. It never happens, never seems to work out for anybody. But there is some cool stuff on there.
Hey, 29 Victory Lane, Canadian Trophy, World of Outlaws.
Look at all that. Sounds like an international race to me.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? And I've been pretty fortunate. I've won Outlaw Race in Australia, Outlaw Race in New Zealand, Outlaw Race in the United States. So I really want to get one in Canada.
And he's going to have a shot at it here tonight at a Suiken Speedway. That was Kerry Madsen. He is a wild, wild, wild driver. And he's out doing some laps on the racetrack right now. I just seen him go flashing on by. I know Junior is out on that pit side. We'll find out what is happening out there if he is in with distance. So you might hear a little bit of hiss here. We're going to give it a try. There
hey,
he is. There you
hey,
are. It's
it
working.
Can you hear me?
I gotcha.
Hey, Cody Dara, driver of the number four car for Casey Kane. He's going to go to victory lane in heat number one. Craig Kinzer was back in the third position. You're going to see the four car rolling towards you into tech lane as we speak. Unsponsored, basically, with a little team ASC on the front wing, but hell of a run for that number four car.
Oh, I'd say, Junior, that was a great race for him. A lot of fast cars, and I know Cody is just outside the tech lane. He's getting ready for some guys to push him up. Maybe see if I can get a quick word with him. If he's got that car shut off, maybe we'll see if we can get a quick word with Cody. It was a great run for him. Just walking over to his beautiful black, flat black sprint car. You can see curb records on this machine. You can see the World of Outlaws on here. What a gorgeous looking piece. After heat number one for the World of Outlaws, it is the number four that does go to victory lane. He is just unstrapping his helmet, and I'm going to see if I can get a quick word with him. Cody, how was that? Quite a race for you out there. Dynamite run, win number one for you.
Yeah, I don't really know how hard to go or where to go. The track's pretty dirty, so leading it's tough to know where you need to be, but it's a pretty slick track here at Oswego, but it'll make for some really good racing later on.
Did you learn much, Cody, that's going to help you for that feature event?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we struggle as a team on these tracks that are this slick, and every bit of laps we get on it, we just keep getting a little bit better. So hopefully we can put something together for the dash.
Can you imagine if you guys had some time to get some practice on the track before you went green?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's the same for all of us, so just got to take advantage of it when you can.
Push trucks in. Good luck, buddy. Awesome run for the number four. He does go to victory lane. Junior, you got another heat on that racetrack.
Yeah, for sure. They're just doing a little bit of hot laps here, getting ready for the start of the race. But we've got Donnie Schatz. He's going to start on the front row with Joey Saldana, the number nine teammate to Cody Dara. He's going to be sitting in P2 on the outside of Donnie Schatz. And then we've got the 14 of Tony Stewart sitting in third. And then back on through the field, we've got the 9 car, the 55, the 7X, the Hills Towing Machine, along with your current point leader here in the 360 Sprint at Oswego in the number 80 car. So we've got a great heat. This is definitely this is one of the fast heats tonight.
Junior, take a look across that grandstand. It's a full house over there, and I can see way over there Dale Shuneman, starter here at Oswego, waving that white flag.
Yeah, for sure. He's definitely waving the white flag. These guys are getting ready to go, but I don't see too many seats for when this broadcast wraps up. I don't know where we're going to be able to sit to watch these boys.
I don't know either. We'll check back in with you right after this heat. It is a dynamite night here at Oswego Speedway. I want to thank Grant Slater back in that Racetime Radio studio once again, making sure that all you race fans get the coverage you want right here on Racetime Radio. And it has been a busy summer. Don't forget Wednesday night Dash for Cash at Sauble Speedway comes up. And today's Tuesday, so Wednesday night, they will be going green for the, I believe it's around the 10th or 12th year. It's the Wednesday night Dash for Cash. In just a few more weeks, we're going to see Kenny Wallace, NASCAR driver, also be at Sauble Speedway. He's coming back. He was there last year for the Dash for Cash. And Kenny Wallace will make a return trip to Sauble Speedway this year. He'll be behind the wheel of, I believe, the number 88 car. That will also be a wild night. But here at Oswego Speedway, World of Outlaws on the racetrack for heat number two. Sounds like things are really moving along out there. Doesn't take these guys too long to whip through 10 laps of rocket fast action. Tony Stewart coming in second spot in the time trials, sitting on the pole for the race here tonight. is the 11K of Craig Kinzer. We did have a chance to speak with his dad a little earlier today. That's Steve Kinzer. Here he is.
Oh, Steve Kinzer now, the king himself. Steve, welcome to Us Week. And look at this. Rain quits, sun shines out. Should be a good night for sprint car racing.
Well, that sounds good. We're ready to get here and run. Hope we run a little better than what we have previous times here. But we'll see what we got for him tonight.
Take us for a lap around Us Week. And what's this racetrack like? You've been here before.
It's a pretty fun track to run on. Usually it's got a couple different grooves in it, and that's all you can ask for a racetrack. A place to, I guess, have a place to pass or get past, however you want to hope it's doing the passing. But it's a good track to run on.
We've been keeping up with Craig Kinzer, your offspring. Man, he's been tearing it up this the month of July.
Yeah, he's been running pretty good. He's got going really good the last couple months, so we'll hope it all continues the rest of the year.
Predictions for tonight. Track conditions, what are you thinking?
Oh, I have no idea. We'll just wait and see what it throws at us and see if we can do better than everybody else here. It's a lot of good race cars here, so it's tough no matter where you go.
If you want to see a guy that can adjust and adjust to those track conditions, the king himself, Steve Kinzer, can definitely get that job done. If you're wondering about some of the locals that are going to be participating in tonight's World of Outlaw race, how about Dustin Daggett? That guy is fast, and here he is.
Man, we're going to turn the wick up tonight.
Yeah, we got the 410 ready to go for tonight, and hopefully we quit getting this bad luck string that we've been having and do pretty decent.
What kind of a changeover is it? How long did it take your crew last night to switch everything over to get ready for a World of Outlaw race?
Yeah, we basically have a whole nother car set with the 410 in it, so we did the work on 360, got it ready for the next race today, and just swapped cars out.
What are you thinking qualifying-wise? We got nice sunshine now, but man, I'm cooking. How about you?
Yeah, it definitely got warm, so we'll just kind of see what the track does and try to adjust from there.
High side, low side. I know last night Smoke said he loved the high side.
Yeah, the high side was pretty good last night. Our nose wing got knocked down at the front of the beginning of the race there, and kind of made it hard for me to run around the top side. But hopefully the track's similar to what it was last night, so we don't have to do a lot of guessing.
And we'll find out exactly what happens with that 2M. Junior, that was a fast heat race. What do you got?
Yeah, they single-filed out pretty quick there. Donnie Schatz ran away with it. He dominated in the 15 STP car, teammate to Stuart Haas, or to Tony Stewart, in the number 14 Office Depot car. But you know what? He had some really tough struggles, Tony did. He was super free. You could see it. It was tight on entry, and he was back through the field. He actually got passed by the 55. That's tough, man. He's back to fourth. So he definitely qualified in, but it's going to be interesting.
Can't count that guy out. This is going to be dynamite. Last night, Tony Stewart started 17th in a full field of cars and went to victory lane. How much you want to bet he's going to do it again here tonight? He's got some stiffer competition. If he can catch some breaks, he's going to need maybe a yellow or two, but he's a crafty veteran. You can't discount Tony Stewart. He's looking for win number three. One of them has come in Canada. One has come in the U.S. How much you want to bet the second one is going to come right here tonight?
It's going to be tough, that's for sure. But one thing that I am noticing is the dust. We are starting to slick up big time here at Oshawican Speedway. It's already worse than last night on slickening down, I guess that's what they call it, where it gets really smooth all the way through the track. These guys are right up on the top now, up on the cushion. They can't seem to get any grip, so... Like Cody said, it's going to be really tough, and it's going to be some really good racing later on tonight.
Quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear from some more World of Outlaw drivers. We'll get you up to date on what's happening on the racetrack. Sounds like that heat race is just about complete. We'll tell you who did what soon as we get back. Stay with us right here on Racetime Radio.
Roger's slack now. Raj, all set to go. World of Outlaws, going to be a big night.
Yeah, it sure is. Looking forward to it tomorrow night.
Man, these guys are working hard on this racetrack, but what a beautiful facility, and these guys are really quick on it.
Yeah, good for them. I think this is the first time that we've ever come up here and not had to dodge weather, so we're keeping everything crossed here, hoping that tomorrow will be just as beautiful as it was today, and it cools down nice.
410s tomorrow night. Man, we ratchet it right up. These cars are going to be wicked quick.
Yeah, I mean, a couple hundred more horsepower, you know, all the greatest stars in the sport. It's definitely going to be wild. Sounds like a great car count, too, you know, somewhere in the 30s for sure. So it's definitely going to be a pretty entertaining show. And with the points race that we've got going on in the world of Outlaws, it's really going to be wild. I mean, you got Steve Kinzer, Craig Delansky, and Donnie Schatz all there battling. It's going to be wild.
No lie. It's a frigid, it's an Eskimo pie. She's cool.
To those who say pushing paper around an office all day is hard work.
Ow! Paper cut.
We say, suck it up, Cube Monkey. Hard work is hauling 27 tons of pulpwood in a tractor trailer up a mountain pass in a snowstorm. Hard work is when a day at the office lasts hundreds of miles. Hard work is what Shell Rotella heavy-duty diesel engine oil is all about. Shell Rotella T-Triple Protection works hard to help control wear, deposits, and emissions. Shell Rotella T5 Synthetic Blend Technology works hard to enhance fuel economy. And Shell Rotella T6 Full Synthetic works like the dickens to deliver outstanding high-low temperature performance and unmatched corrosion and wear protection. Dealing with an unruly copier at the office may be annoying.
Oh, come on!
Just remember, it was hardworking drivers and their trucks that got it there in the first place.
Stupid paper jam!
You're welcome. Shell Rotella, the engine oil that works as hard as you do.
Just outside Hamilton, Ontario.
It's Canada's fastest dirt track.
Oshwegan Speedway.
And the man.
The myth.
The legend.
Tony Stewart returns for two big nights.
I'm back in the swing of things full bore again.
Feel the excitement.
As Oshwegan Speedway presents Tony Stewart at the Big O. See him take the track Monday, July 30th.
And Tuesday, July 31st.
The grandstands open at 4.
And the green flag drops at 7:45 both nights.
Featuring the Corvette. Sprint cars,
Thunder Stocks,
Mini Stocks, and Bombers.
And of course, Tony Stewart.
Just having the chance to run with these guys is pretty awesome.
It's two big nights of racing action.
Monday, July 30th.
And Tuesday, July 31st.
With Tony Stewart.
So I love doing this.
At the Big O.
Oshwegan Speedway.
Can Tony win again in Canada?
Or will Kinzer beat him to the line?
Be there and see it for yourself.
Go to OshwegenSpeedway.com for details.
Since 1989, PRN Motorsport Magazine has been Canada's leading motorsport and performance source. And this year will be even better. PRN with expanded automotive performance coverage. Visit prnmag.com/racetime and receive a free no-obligation digital edition of PRN from the track to the street. PRN delivers on newsstands, in your mailbox, and online at prnmag.com.
Taking you all the way to the track and back.
It's Race Time Radio.
And we're back here on Race Time Radio. Funny part is, I lost my microphone. I found it. Now I'm on that one. We are live, and man, you can't beat live radio, right? Thanks so much for tuning in. We are at Oshwegan Speedway. It is the World of Outlaws. Wildest show on dirt anywhere in North America is happening right here in Ontario at Oshwegan Speedway, just outside Hamilton, Ontario, real close to Brantford, Wayne Gretzky Way. I'll tell you, the best hockey player in the world came from just down the road. And I'll tell you, the best racing in the world on dirt racing is happening right here tonight at Oshwegan. Junior, that race was dynamite. It's just completed on the racetrack. Who won that one?
Hey, the point leader, Sammy Swindell, the number one car in the big game Hunter car. Beautiful race for that number one car. He dominated. Everybody's very, very smooth right now. Everybody's trying to come up with a good line heading into the feature. We heard from a few competitors earlier on in the day. Everybody's going to be searching for the first little bit. So everybody had a good, smooth race. Watch for that number one car, though, in the feature. He looked very stout, right through the middle of the groove on both ends. So that number one car, Sammy Swindell, we're shaping up for a wild race here. I seen a good five cars so far that are very good, very smooth, very fast, and that's something that's really exciting with the heat races just wrapping up. This is going to be the last heat race on the racetrack right now for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, and who's on the pole? None other than Jessica Zemkin in the number one car.
Let's see if Jess has that car dialed in. As she said to us earlier tonight, we heard her comments from last night where she finished third in the sprint car race. She said, we don't have our 410 running real good, our World of Outlaw car, so we may just take a green flag in the World of Outlaw race tonight here at Us Weekend. She starts on the pole of this E-Race. We'll find out if Jessica was holding those cards close or whether she will be launching that number one Corpac sprint car right out front and running away with this heat race. Junior's going to fill us in just a moment. But what do you say we now hear from another local driver, one that is real active here at Us Weekend Speedway? We got Mikey Krichka a little bit earlier today. Here he is.
Filling out some paperwork. What's going on?
Yeah, buddy, I want to get paid tonight.
That'll do it. How's that 01? Y'all set and ready to go with the 410s here tonight?
Yeah, it should be good. We went back to some stuff we had before as far as setup was, and I really liked it, but I forgot just how much the wing likes to go right to the trunk with it, and we kept playing with it. About six laps to go on the last caution last night, I just trunked the wing, and we went from like 20th up to 12th, and we were rolling. So if we can build on that a little bit tonight and just get in the show and have some fun, like, I don't know, it's pretty cool because you see these guys on TV or in, All you ever do is play with them on the video games, you know what I mean? When you get passed by Steve Kinzer, he's in video game form. But when it's going to happen tonight, it's going to be real life.
Okay, let's rewind the clock 1 year. Where did you finish last year?
Last year, we finished 18th in the A. We ran the B main, won the Outlaw B main with our 360 motor. We time trialed 13th overall. So we started 13th in the feature, and it was just one of those nights. It was like, it happened so fast, and when it was done, it was just, we just shook our head and was like, wow, that was awesome. So hopefully we can do that or better this year. And the way it's been, and a double header track would be nice and slick, kind of be an equalizer as far as the big 410s go. We'll see how it goes.
I'm predicting a top 10 for you tonight.
Well, that's a pretty, I like you. I'll do my best, and we're just going to go to the high side and gas her, you know, do what works for me the best and try not to pretend I know what I'm doing down around the bottom. So we're just going to get up to the top, grow the biggest pair of anybody here tonight, and just put her up against the wall. Hopefully not into it.
Hey, you know what I can guarantee you? There's going to be a pile of race fans, including everybody here, going for that 01 car here tonight. You got a lot of fans inside with you.
Yeah, definitely. Oshweekend's been, it's been really good to me. I've come here since I was in high school, just coming watching, and now to be a part of it, and to get on the mic and be a part of the show, and to mix things up, and to drive like an animal. Everybody likes to see that. Even if you're going nowhere, people still want to see up and throwing dirt and kicking rooster tails and getting up on two wheels and stuff like that. So as long as we're doing that and we're having a good show, no matter where we finish, everybody wins. But it's even better when we can go forward.
Talk to you in the tech garage right after the race.
I hope so, Joe. You got big wishes, but that's why I like you.
And that is Mikey Krichka driving for Big Moose Racing. You know, we've got another guy just standing off to the right of me here. I'm going to try and grab him if I can. It's Bobby Monroe. If you're here at Us Weekend Speedway in the pit area, Bob's the guy that keeps control and lining up the cars and getting everybody all set and ready to go for that next race. And I'm going to grab Bobby if I can here. We'll find out exactly what we've got left here tonight. And remember, race fans, we're going to take you right up to feature time. And then you're going to have to tune into Racetime Radio on Saturday morning to hear the results from the winners. And we will have them for you as we're going to have them all recorded up. But Bobby Monroe, what do we got left here tonight?
We got the dash draw during intermission. We got the World of Outlaws dash, World of Outlaws B main, Mod Lights feature, and the big one, the World of Outlaws 4x4.
25 laps here tonight. Who are you taking in this one, Bob?
I'd like to see the 14, but I better go with the 0.
And you're back at Flamborough Speedway on Saturday night helping those guys out.
I'm there. Been there for a long time.
Forever. For longer than me. That's Bobby Monroe. You can count on him, race fans. He keeps us all entertained when we're at a racetrack. We do have the final heat of the World of Outlaws on the racetrack right now. We're going to check in with Junior as soon as this one's over. I believe there's either one or two laps left to go. See a car that has exited the racetrack. No, sorry, that was an ATV with a driver on it. Seen something flash by, wasn't quite sure. But I'll tell you right now, the eight laps that these cars do are complete, and I know Junior will have a quick update for us. Junebug, what's going on out there?
Hey, I'm standing down here with Joey Saldana. Hey, you had a great run in the first heat race. You're transferring into the dash, right? Everything's shaping up good.
Yeah, second heat race, ran second to Donnie, and just got to get our car a little bit better. Didn't qualify very well, so hopefully we can work on it, get it better, and have a shot for this feature.
Now you're standing up here taking in some of the dust up top. It's getting dusty here at Oshkosh Speedway. Where do you see the guys running good, making up some time in that last heat race there?
Well, Jessica ran kind of the same line I did in my heat race, so obviously that line's still there, the bottom and one and two and the top and three and four. It seems like everybody's in the top and three and four, and there you saw Craig and Steve running the middle to the top. So right now you can move around. I would prefer them to go out in the water it maybe and do something different, but it's the way it is, and we just got to get a car better.
Right on. That was Joey Saldana, driver of the number 9 car. Watch for him in the feature. You know what? He's got one of the coolest ATVs in the pit area.
Hey, Joe, I'll tell you something else. He also has a pretty cool trophy. He has been a Canadian winner. As these guys have been up here in Canada for the last 4 days, Joey Saldana went to Victory Lane at Drummond just the other night.
Hey, yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. And also, you know what? I got to give a big shout-out to Jessica Zemkin. She just drove a whale of a race. She said that 410 wasn't working good. I wonder if she borrowed one from somebody else because that thing was working awesome. She was digging on the bottom the whole time, just like Joey Saldana was. Very exciting race to watch, actually. Delansky was up top, hanging that right rear off the cushion the entire time, spraying me with mud up top. I think he found the only muddy spot on the racetrack because I tell you what, it was dusty. Dusty after four heat races of World of Outlaw sprint cars. Exciting racing, all in all, so far through the heats. Excited to get into the features. I'm going to take my headset off and get up there and grab a grandstand seat.
Absolutely. In a few minutes, we're going to do that. Jessica went to Victory Lane there.
Yeah, for sure. The number one car of Jessica Zemkin. Whale of a run. Tony's got his work cut out.
I guess we'll try and catch Jess after she comes through here. If she does, she's not going to be.
No, they're waving everybody directly
through. They're going to wave directly through.
Hey,
so.
Hey, but we do have Dale Shenneman. You know what? We've talked to Dale about it 50 times, and he always says that we corner him.
Yeah,
and
well,
he's
now
always
excited. Now we have.
Look
I got
at that.
Him.
We cornered him. Yeah, you just grab his arm. But you know what? Head starter here at Oshkosh Speedway, and you stayed clean. What the heck?
I don't know how it happened, man. Should have seen the face after the race last night, and all out there now. It's pretty dirty.
Now, watching everything that's taken place, you've obviously been here a while. What's the track condition looking like? It's looking very dry right now, looking slick and down. And by the end of that race, we've seen some 360 guys actually holding their own.
Yeah, they're coming up. By the end of this night tonight, the 360 guys will be able to keep right up with the 410s. There's no question about it.
Most definitely. Looking at, is this one of the dustiest conditions you've seen here at Oshkosh? I've been talking to people, and they've been saying that it doesn't really dust up that bad, but that final heat race there, that was a very dusty show.
That was a dusty heat race. It has been a little dusty. The first race of the year, it was a dust bowl. It was straight dust bowl. I mean, it was a dry track right after the first set of hot laps. So, I mean, this is the first one that it's actually got a little bit of bite, but I've never seen it go this quick.
Right on. That's Dale Shenneman. Who are you standing with down there?
Absolutely no one, Junior. I'm just having a look over here in the pit area for the World of Outlaws. I'll tell you, there's a lot of guys doing a lot of work over here. You can see the cars up on stands. You can see the mechanics going to work on these cars. I don't know what they're going to do with the conditions that they've got out there, but I'll tell you, they are going to be working real hard here tonight at Oshkosh. Let me see here. Smokes car in the air. The 9 car in the air. The only one that I see really settled down and sitting, looks like they're kind of relaxed, has to be the 11K car, the pole sitter. That's Craig Kinzer. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Kinzer here tonight. Of course, we had him on Racetime Radio lots, and you did hear from him a little bit earlier in the program. I told him we were going to party in this tech shed if he wins that race, and he said he can't wait to try and do that, but so did Smoke. Junior, I don't know who's going to win this one. What's your best guess?
Hey, you know what? After watching those heat races, I absolutely have to take Donnie Schatz. If I'm a betting guy for the guy that looked like he was flying the fastest, I really got to take Donnie, but
I don't want to. That's not my sentimental favorite. That's not the one that I really want to take. The one that I really want to take is Craig Kinzer, because he's definitely got the fastest car here. But like Dale and I were talking about, it is starting to it's starting to dry up pretty good. So it's going to be a guy that can set her up very free to try to get some good traction coming off the corners. And I don't. It's such a toss up, man. This is going to be a very excellent feature race here on Oshweekin.
It is intermission time here at the Speedway. They're going to reset the tone. They're going to do the dash, and then it is feature time. And Racetime Radio is going to be up in that grandstand. Of course, we're here. We want to watch the race. There are rights issues when it comes time for broadcasting when the World of Outlaw feature races on, and we can infringe on those benefits, infringe on those rights. So World of Outlaw people have been great to us here today, Junior. Talk to all of the drivers. Man, they're pumped up. This is a great track. And Glenn Stires, a lot of work has gone into this. His crew here look like an army of ants working through this facility. They're keeping people going. This place is packed from one end to the other. It's a full house, and this thing's running at max tonight.
Speaking of an army of ants, how are we going to clean all of our gear up and take it back to the RTR studios?
Yeah.
It's dusty, man. Holy, what a great show. It's so exciting to see these sprint cars. I'm going to take a walk down right now, and I'm going to try to get Craig Kinzer rounded up. Obviously, our fastest car on the day. We should have a little downtime right now, so I'm going to go down and try to get Craig Kinzer. I'll let you know how I make out, and we will go from there.
You want to believe it. As Junior does that, we will step aside, take one more quick break, and when we come back, hopefully we'll have Craig Kinzer here with us right along inside the tech garage. And as I look, I'm trying to find another break here so I can play it for you, and I've found one. So we're going to do that and be back with you in just a moment here on Racetime Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started.
Hey, welcome back to Truck Talk. Today we're discussing what a good heavy-duty diesel engine oil can do for your truck. Let's go ahead and take a caller. Clarence, have you noticed any effects from your engine oil?
Well, are you sure, Rotella?
Great choice. So what are you seeing? Increased deposit protection?
A rod and reel.
A what now?
Buying Shell Rotella earned me a free rod and reel. You know, for fishing.
Uh-huh.
Hey, tell me the sandwiches!
Oh, yeah, Shell Rotella got me free sandwiches, too.
Yeah, who is that?
That's Johnny. We're fishing.
Uh-huh.
And eating sandwiches on a boat!
Well, good for you. Can we take another caller?
You can get even more out of Shell Rotella with the My Miles Matter Rewards Program. Reward yourself with great stuff from Bass Pro Shops, Subway, Burger King, Travelocity, and more. Look for reward codes under the caps of specially marked bottles of Shell Rotella or ask your participating installer, then sign up online. Make your miles matter with My Miles Matter from Shell Rotella. Featured corporations are not sponsors of this promotion. All rights reserved. Visit Rotella.com for terms, conditions, and redemption details.
Since 1989, PRN Motorsport Magazine has been Canada's leading motorsport and performance source. And this year will be even better. PRN with expanded automotive performance coverage. Visit prnmag.com/racetime and receive a free, no obligation digital edition of PRN from the track to the street. PRN delivers on newsstands, in your mailbox, and online at prnmag.com.
And now, as a public service, Racetime Radio presents Driving Tips with Smoke and Joe. Tip number 47, always bond with the race car. Talk to it.
I'm going to give you an engine low to the ground, extra big oil pan will cut the wind from underneath you. That'll give you 30 to 40 more horsepower. I'm going to give you a fuel line that will hold an extra gallon of gas. I'm going to shave half an inch off you and shake you like a bullet.
And that was tonight's driving tip from Racetime Radio and Channel 158. Now, back to more Smokin' Joe.
And welcome back to Racetime Radio. We are live with you tonight at Oshweekin Speedway. It is the World of Outlaws. 25 laps coming up for the world's best sprint car drivers here at Oshweekin. It's intermission time, and I know Junior is on his way down, seeing if he can round up Craig Kinzer to come up and sit down with us just for a couple of moments. I know it's busy down in that pit area, but the car is sitting on the ground, so that might be a good sign. As long as Craig hasn't got too much going on, he may just slide up here and sit in with us for the final segment here tonight. We are going to be with you live all the way through till feature time, and then, of course, we're going to pick it up. We want to get out on that racetrack and see the world of Outlaws firsthand, just like you race fans that are here at the racetrack listening to us. We can't wait for this show to come up. And for you race fans at home listening in, we will have the winners for you. You can guarantee that on Racetime Radio coming up Saturday morning. Of course, we air on Sirius XM Channel 158 Sports Express. I just said Channel 158. Man, I'm thinking back to the IWK 250. We are on Sirius XM Channel 157 Sports Express every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And you will hear guaranteed from the winners here tonight. You're going to hear from them on Saturday so that you will not miss a thing. And don't forget to join us each and every Monday night. We do go live from the Racetime Radio studio. Junior and I will be together again this Monday night, and we will talk about and to different forms of racing throughout Canada and the U.S. At times, we'll hear from the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. And while we talk about that NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, how about DJ Kennington? Of course, those cars just came back from a full Western swing. DJ Kennington is 5 in a row. That is unheard of in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. With the competition level that these guys run under, that is an amazing feat. And this weekend, those same NASCAR Canadian Tire Series cars will head for Three Rivers. It will be guaranteed a dynamite show when these guys head back off the ovals onto the road course. Who will it be? You know, Scott Steckley loves road racing. You know, J.R. Fitzpatrick is incredibly fast. And here at This Week in Speedway, just last night, we spoke with Andrew Ranger's crewmate. Junior, I think I just heard you buzz in there. Are you down there? Okay, he isn't. That's okay. I know he's on his way back up here, and he is going to join us in a moment. But I, as I was saying, spoke with Andrew Ranger's crew chief, or not crew chief, but crew member. I do believe it was Randy's car chief. Randy, excited to get down to Three Rivers. The pressure's on for Andrew Ranger and drivers like LP Dumoulin that run in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series that do a fantastic job this year. LP Dumoulin running right up in that top five each and every time he's on the racetrack. But the pressure goes on as soon as the tour heads to Montreal. And, of course, Three Rivers is one of those pressure-packed situations, you might say, for those Quebec drivers. It is going to be a dynamite race at Three Rivers. So if you can make it out, been to that race before myself, it's a great time. The fans are dynamite. I know you'll have a great time. And then, how can we not mention Montreal? The Montreal Nationwide Race comes up, the NAPA 200, along with the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. And I believe Grand Am is also on the bill for that race. It's a dynamite weekend. We're going to see Ron Fellows in the Canadian Tire car for Junior Motorsports. We're also going to see a host of Canadian drivers in behind the wheel of NASCAR Nationwide cars, and it's going to be something else as we get closer. Junior, what's going on?
Hey, I tried to get Craig Kinzer, but he's doing the draw right now for the Dash. He's doing the draw for position. So I did catch up with Dave Terry, driver of the number 14 Oscar Modified. We were talking about them before, and I just wanted to touch base with him about how his season's going in the Oscar Modified. Obviously, we're not just talking Us Weekend tonight. We're Racetime Radio. We talk a little bit about everything, but you've been having an up-and-down season. You tore up the car once, but you had a few good finishes so far. It's your first time back in, I guess, a big car. You used to drive four cylinders and a few different things like that. And how's your season going, man?
Well, it's been a learning curve. Definitely a learning curve. We've been doing pretty good the last few weeks. We've been running top five, and everything's been coming together quite nicely. A lot of work a lot of dedication from all my guys. I got to thank Wasco mostly because they've, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a car right now. And it's just, we thought OSCAR was the perfect series to bring a car out to, and so far so good. It's awesome.
Now, talk to the fans a little bit. You've got something that looks closer to like an SK modified. You've got like an old NASCAR modified, I guess. Not really all that old, but you've got a car that doesn't really look like a regular all-pro modified, like some of them out there. How do you like that? How's the feel of that race car?
Well, for one, it's the coolest looking thing on the racetrack, which is what we wanted. We wanted something that looked cool. It's a Troyer modified. It's an 05. Apparently, from the guy we bought it from, Teddy Christopher drove for him, and apparently he raced it at the Race of Champions last season. So we bought it. We still had to make a lot of changes to it to make it meet the rule package for OSCAR, and so far we've had really good luck for it. Lots of adjustment on it, too, which always helps out.
Now, OSCAR modified, obviously a great racing program, and it's not really a starter program, but it's not really a veterans program. It's basically right in the middle of development for getting ready for either late model or coming over here to the sprint cars. Or how's the overall competition level? I haven't seen a race yet, to be 100% honest with you. I've watched it on YouTube. Dan Craik does a great job, but. How's the overall competition level? Obviously, Gary's making a big stamp, I guess, on this season this year. And when are you gonna get up there and challenge him for a win?
Hopefully, pretty soon. Gary's pretty tough to beat, man. He's got a lot of years' experience on everybody, and that's what makes this series great. You have the veterans, you have the new guys that are coming in that seem to, you know, they seem to want to just jump all over things, and you got the guys that have run Thundercars even before, and it's just a great mix of drivers and stuff. The veterans are great. They'll tell you exactly what they think you should do and different stuff like that. Great for advice and just all around. It's just an awesome series.
All right, we got to stop talking about OSCAR modified here. Who's gonna win tonight in the sprint cars here at Oshweken?
Personally, I'm gonna go with Donnie Schatz tonight, buddy.
He looked good, didn't he? Right on. That's Dave Terry, driver of the number 14 Wasco OSCAR modified. We've got some really exciting stuff happening here at Oshweken. Look at you. You're over there on break.
No. I'm waiting for you guys to finish up. Dave Terry, one of those modified drivers. You got to watch. He's got that green Wasco car, Dynamite. And I know he came in, at least I think he did, he came in on Have One Bus Tours. Seen the bus backing in over there, ran over a maple tree, I think. Maybe, I don't know. Hey, but you know who I've got here, Joe? I've got from Ontario Oval, I got Randy Spencer, guy that writes a ton of articles. Randy, what a night here at Oshweken.
Oh, it's a great night. Yeah, I've always wanted to see Tony race, and finally got here this year to see him. So, yeah, it's a good night so far.
You here last night to see him win?
No, unfortunately I had to work, so I wasn't able to make it.
Oh, well, tonight I think Smoke's going to do it once again. You can't tell by these heat races. He started 17th here last night, didn't look good, qualified through the B main, and man, he turned it on, and I'll tell you, no one was making it easy on Smoke here.
Yeah, I heard he had a good race, and he ended up winning, so yeah, it's good to see, and hopefully, you know, he picks up a win here tonight for me.
You guys do an awesome job with Ontario Oval. I know you got a lot of historical articles that you write for the internet site. Tell us about what you've got coming up, some of the ones that you've had that fans should really go to Ontario Oval, have a look at.
Well, Earl Stroh is one that I'm working on right now. We also announced today that we're going to be having a Flamborough Speedway Hall of Fame and Museum. That's something we're working on right now as well. So fans should really check out the site and see what's going to happen, because there's a lot of great stuff coming up in the near future.
Well, when you talk Earl Stroh, you're hitting a chord with me, of course, Sauble Speedway. He was one of those original owners up there. Earl, quite a guy when he was in a race car. Damn good racetrack promoter, too.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And he's a great great guy to get lots of stories from. And I think the fans will really enjoy the story when I get it on there.
So lots of stuff coming up at Flamborough Speedway. I know you're instrumental there as well. You and your daughter. We got the Gold Rush 100 coming up. We got the Grisdale Triple Crown coming. Lots of stuff to come at Flamborough Speedway yet this year.
Yeah, there's still about 2.5 months left, and I think that Gold Rush with Kenny Wallace is going to be a great race. So I'm looking forward to that. He's a great character, and looking forward to meeting him. And the Grisdale race, too, with Paul House is getting close to the top, and that's going to be a great race. And we'll see if he can pull it off and be the champion.
Yeah, you guys would have been under the hot seat last time out. Paul House going down a lap. He couldn't figure it out. I know there was some question there. You guys would have been right on that hot seat.
Oh, we got a lot of flack about that. But as it turned out, we knew what what happened, and we didn't call it. It was done properly, and there's some hard feelings there. But we called it the way we saw it, and that's the way we called it, and that's the way it was. So
that's what you got to do, and that's what officials are for at a speedway. You guys hold your head high. You do what you got to do, and it's a tough job. That's why not everybody wants to do it.
Well, yeah, I enjoy what I do, but it's you really got to be. Got to have big shoulders to take all the heat, and you never make everybody happy, as you probably know as well in that business. So we'd do our best, but it's a lot of fun too. I really enjoy it.
Fantastic. You do a great job, Randy Spencer. Check out his articles. Just get to OntarioOval.com. You can read some great articles, and he sounds like he's got some real smokers coming. Junior, where did you end up? I don't see you anywhere.
Hey, I'm just wandering around down here in the pit area. There's lots of good scenery down here, and I'm not talking about pretty girls either. I'm talking about race cars. There's some wicked-looking race cars down here, and you know what? I was just talking to Keith Dempster. He's lining up fourth in the B Main. They only take four. Keith Dempster's on the hot seat right now. He's just getting ready. I tried to get an interview with him. He said, talk to me after the B-Main, man, because he's under the gun right now, and he really needs to perform. They're only taking four, but he said that the way that this track is slicking down, it is looking like the 360s are going to have a little bit more of a chance heading into the features.
Absolutely. Take some horsepower away from those guys with the 410s. Put the experienced guys that know the racetrack out there. You're going to see some different drivers up in that top 10. Soon as we get a lineup for you, we'll get it to you. But I can tell you tonight, a lot of great races have taken place on the Speedway. Tony Stewart is running in right around that second, third spot in his heat races. When it comes time for qualifying, Craig Kinzer in the 11K car is going to set fast time. He did it here today with a 13.522 on the racetrack. That's an incredibly fast time, Junior. Man, you got to fly around us weekend. He won't be doing those kind of times come feature time. You can guarantee that.
Hey, you can definitely guarantee that. I caught up with a longtime friend, I guess, this year of Racetime Radio, Craig Kinzer, in the 11K. Man, you had a smoking fast lap, and then I watched you in the heat race. Were you just taking it easy out there?
Yeah, it was. I was already locked into the dash already. So I knew that going in, and we just trying to take it easy on the tires. We're still testing out our car. We weren't taking it totally easy by any means, but just kind of backed off a little bit and let those guys run for the top two positions. We definitely found some stuff we needed to probably change. We were definitely too loose for the heat race, so hopefully we'll tighten up a little bit. And we got a good draw for the dash, so we're starting fourth in the dash, and hopefully charge forward just a little bit and get us in a good position for the feature.
Now, looking at the racetrack, did you watch the last couple heat races out there? It did slicken down quite a bit by the looks of it, and getting real dusty by the looks of it. Is that a condition that you guys are used to up here in Canada at the last couple tracks you've been at and earlier on this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's the condition of any dirt track most of the time to get that dust up there. But, don't notice the dust that bad, but it definitely is slick. And everybody's according to it. And, this didn't catch us off guard. We knew this track would normally get slick, and, that's why people like running here, because you can get sliding each other and stuff like that. It's a good race to watch, and hopefully it'll be that way, get a couple lanes, be able to move around if you get your car good, and hopefully that's what we'll have.
Hey, I tell you what, put that HendrickCars.com sitting right down there in victory lane, both for the feature and for the dash, and good luck, man.
Thank you. I sure hope so.
Hey, back up to you there.
That's Craig Kinzer. That guy sat top the pole here today with the fast time. You can hear Craig is all set and ready to go for the dash. He drew a four. He's got a good starting spot. He hopes to turn that into a super start here at Asuikan Speedway. It's the World of Outlaw, 25 laps. It's all coming up real soon here at the Speedway. Our coverage is just about complete here. And I'll tell you, it has been a wild 2 days at Asuikan Speedway. Seen a lot of dirt car races. We've been here before. This event is coming bigger and better. Ken and Cheryl Pelkey working the crew and getting things into shape. It gets bigger and better each and every year here at Us Weekend. Junior, this truly is a dynamite super event you can see building in the future, but I don't know how they can make it any better.
The only way they can make it any better is add probably about 20,000 grandstands and then pack the place again, because you can guarantee that's going to happen. Standing up here, you know what? I caught up with Teddy Bois.
You know what? The Tedster.
Driver of Can-Am Midget number 97 for the longest time. Out of the car for a little while. I haven't seen you back in a race car. What are you doing down here? Is it retired?
Oh, yeah. Can't breathe in the car.
Hey, Teddy Bois was an awesome competitor. You remember watching Can-Am Midgets up at Sauble Beach. Who are you liking tonight?
Well, obviously, Tony. Everybody comes to see Tony. But that 26 car or 29 car, he found a sweet spot out there, and I see him rocketing off that. I think it's two he's coming off, just like he's shot out of a cannon.
Hey, looking at Oshweken Speedway, do you come down here very often? Obviously, you were a big open wheel guy when you did drive Can-Am Midgets. Are you a big sprint car fan too?
Yeah. Anything with wheels and the steering wheel and
a big motor.
Yeah, big motor, 1,000 horsepower, alcohol. Holy moly! I mean, strap yourself to a missile and hold on.
Right on. That's Teddy Bois. He's picking Tony Stewart. I watched that heat race. I don't know, man.
Hey,
I don't know if you're right.
In the weeds. He's sleeping in the weeds.
He's a big fish. Big fish, little pond.
Junior, you can't go wrong with taking a guy like Tony Stewart when you're talking the world of outlaws or any other style of racing here at Us Weekend Speedway. It is going to be a dynamite feature event, and it all comes up quite soon here. The anticipation is growing. So is the intensity. These drivers all searching for their spot on that racetrack. Where's it going to be? The track conditions keep changing, and I know they have got the track workers out there working it in and trying to fluff the track up, so to speak, as these World of Outlaws keep trying to pound it down and turn it into an asphalt track. These guys, Junior, can seem to do that. Within a couple of laps, these World of Outlaws can turn it from dirt to asphalt like that.
Yeah, for sure. You can see it. They really packed this place down, and that's the clay combination here is second to none. When talking to everybody, they really enjoy this clay that this racetrack has, and as you hear right now, we've got some cars rolling onto the racetrack. The track crew's done. And that's probably the last time we're going to see them back on the racetrack, until we're going to have them four wide out on the front stretch with some fireworks going off. This race is going to be spectacular.
It will be. And you know what? We're going to hold our coverage right here for the night. That's going to do it for us here on Racetime Radio. We sure hope you've enjoyed the coverage from Us Weekend Speedway. We urge you next year, fans, get your tickets and buy them early. This has been a dynamite 2 days of racing action, Junior. I can't imagine it being any better than what we've seen here and what we're going to see tonight in the future.
No, and also something that's coming up here at Oshweken, the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. Make sure you get out here for that. They are 360s, they're not 410s, but I tell you what, I was here for the 360 show last night, as were you. They put on a whale of a show as well. They're fast. You can't tell by the naked eye that they are less horsepower than these guys. Those sprint cars, the Canadian sprint cars and the U.S. sprint cars, mixing in together in the 360s, very fast here at Oshweken. And make sure you get out here for that as well.
Got to thank you all for tuning in. And got to thank Grant Slater back in the Racetime Radio studio for dedicating a number of hours to streaming our show live on racetimeradio.com and taking care of us over on SiriusXM. Our executive producer, Grant Slater, does a dynamite job. Couldn't do it without you in there, buddy. Thanks so much for this. And we got to thank Us Weekend Speedway for opening the doors and letting us in here to broadcast the action back to you, race fans. You don't want to miss a night here at Us Weekend. They run every Friday night. And like Junior says, the Nationals are coming. A lot of the special events. Just go to usweekendspeedway.com for all the latest information. We hope to see you out at Sauble Speedway Wednesday night for the Dash for Cash. Some big late model shows coming through, Ju.
Yeah,
Joe. You got her.
You can tell it's been a long day.
It's been a long weekend. You know, it's not even the weekend. It's through the week. Look at this. But Wednesday, we've got the limited late models over at Sauble Speedway, along with the Thunder Cars and Mini Stocks. That's going to be a great show. It's Speed Weeks here in Canada because there's racing everywhere. You can definitely see a race every night of the week other than Thursday. How about that?
The Beat the Heat 100 or Beat the Heat 150 comes up at Sauble Speedway this weekend. That's a pro late model race, another big one.
Hey, and you can also go see the miniature sprint cars on asphalt, the Can-Am Midgets. Asphalt wing sprint cars, basically mini sprints, out at Sauble Speedway on the Saturday and as well on the Sunday, and a big late model show over there at Sauble Speedway, along with big racing this weekend at Delaware Speedway with the ISMA Super Modified. So this is definitely the horsepower week of all of Canada. We've got big racing happening every night of the week other than Thursday. So Thursday's a beer drinking day for everybody.
Get to racetimeradio.com. Have a look at your favorite racetrack. Click on it. Download the schedule. And pick a night race, fans. It doesn't get any better than this. And we want to thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to download our free app. It's on racetimeradio.com for iUsers, iPhones, iPads, all that kind of stuff. And you can get Racetime Radio free of charge each and every time we hit the airwaves. And we're going to do that again next Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on Sirius XM Sports Express, Channel 157. And we are done here tonight. Keep it tuned to Racetime Radio and watch us. Follow us on Twitter at Racetime Radio. We'll keep you up to date that way from here for the rest of the night. Thanks so much, everybody. Take care and have a great night. We'll catch you on Saturday morning at 11.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio, presented by Shell Rotella Heavy Duty Diesel Engine Oil. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.